This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It seems over the past year, ever since the airline started flying again after the lockdown, we've had nothing but fights in flight over the dumbest things. There was a bad fight the other day over who was going to be able to use the armrest.
Oh,
I kid you not. But think about this.
Yeah, there isn't one for everyone.
No,
there isn't. Or there's one for everyone. There's not two for everyone.
And the person in the middle, I think, should get the armrest.
I agree. They should get two.
Yes.
I agree. The person at the window should have to lean toward the window. The person and the aisle should have to lean toward the aisle. And that person stuck in the middle should get both armrests.
And let's face it, that's the seat nobody wants.
Yep.
It has every negative. It's uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
You feel like you're being squished from both sides.
You can't lean.
And if somebody wants to get up on the inside to go to the bathroom, you have to get up. And so does the person on the aisle, but at least they have... I feel like you can breathe sitting in the
but
aisle.
But the aisle person often makes you climb over them, and I just think that's so rude.
Oh, it's funny you mention that. When I flew down to my goddaughter's graduation a week or two ago, I needed to get up, and it was a full-grown adult male in the aisle seat.
And he did a little motion like, go ahead.
He looked up at me like, oh, I suppose you have to go to the bathroom. No, I'm just standing here because it's comfortable bending over that low ceiling. I'll just stand here hunched for a couple of hours. And he would not get up. He kind of like tips his knees a little to the side.
Yep. Yes, you are inconveniencing him.
I'm a gymnast. I'll just vault right over you.
So when you do climb over them,
yes.
Do you climb over like booty to them or forward to them?
Booty.
You know, it's a tough call to make in the moment because it would be easier to climb over facing them. But that feels... intimate.
I didn't even want to look at him. I feel it would have been justified if I could have just ripped one as I was passing by. Sorry, doing a little crop dusting here.